Yeah, I think we're all a bit depressed that it's Monday. We're all depressed that it's August. But there's one shining bright moment out of August, and our fashionista Andy Page is going to tell us why. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, good morning. Don't be sad. We still have a few more weeks of summer and much to enjoy, and August is the biggest bargain month of the year. And, you know, if you've been listening to me for a few years, you know I say this every year, and it's absolutely true. There are many reasons why August is the best buying month, and it's because they are looking to liquidate summer merchandise. You know, people like car manufacturers and phone manufacturers and electronics, they're looking to liquidate 2016 models so that they can introduce 2017 during the holiday season. And we have to recognize that the stores have really prepared for the demand because kids are going back to school and they know that parents need to prepare. So this is really a trifecta of information and a trifecta of circumstance that makes really August the most high-powered buying month of the year. So I know every year I tell you to prepare for August, and we are here.
So it's not just about clothing, jeans, backpacks. This goes into, you said, computers, and does it also go to, like, to cars and things like that?
Absolutely, absolutely. Like I said, August is when it's kind of the rollover of the year for most car manufacturers, and they're looking to push out the 2016s because September is when they introduced the 2016s because September is when they introduced the 2017s. So it's a huge time for buying cars. But in addition to that, you know, you can find a bargain on everything from panties to pencils to jeans. So don't head to the checkout at any store right now, whether it's the drugstore, the grocery store, or the department store, and not ask the cashier if there is some sort of discount, additional discount that she can pull out from a drawer or that you need to be aware of that's on your cell phone or perhaps came in the mail, because every store is sending out or creating additional discounts for their customers, and now is the time for you to ask and take advantage of those.
Okay. I heard that this year is going to be, we're going to spend more than any other years past.
Oh, well, I didn't know that information, but that's great information to have. Yeah, so then that also increases your buying power. I mean, you know, information is power. So if you know that, you know, the demand is higher, then, you know, you need to go in with that. So you need to be prepared to negotiate, but at the same time, recognize that, you know, there might be some scarcity. So, yeah, you definitely need to have that in mind. And you know, we have this wonderful power thing called the Internet. And that Internet machine can help us buy everything.
Okay.
So this is like a whole month full of Black Friday.
It really is, or it can be.
It can be.
Yeah, it can be. It depends on what you need, but, you know, take a break, assess what you need, look at your wardrobe, look at your house, figure out, you know, what you really need, and honestly, this month you can save hundreds to thousands of dollars if you do it strategically.
I'm all for it. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. And, of course, you can find more tips like this on my website, senseofstyle.com. You can head to my Pinterest page and pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring.
All right. Thanks for saving us some cash, Andy.
You're so welcome. It's always my pleasure.